Desert Island Discs.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? On our desert island this week is one of the great pianists of today. Here is Claudio Arrau. If you could choose, Mr. Arrau, in which part of the world would you like your desert island to be?
I imagine I would choose a tropical climate.
Have you ever visited a desert island?
Never.
Do you think you could endure the loneliness of being an exile?
I think I could. It wouldn't frighten me.
Is there any one thing you would be particularly glad to have left behind?
Well, I imagine the telephone or the traffic.
Both things that are frequently mentioned in that connection. Now, you've made many records yourself. Do you play the gramophone much, and in what little spare time you get?
Unfortunately not. When I'm through with my own work and my own music, I want to do other things rather than hear more music.
Yes, what other things? What are your hobbies?
Well, I read a tremendous amount. I like to go to plays. I like to visit museums. I like to do some work in my own garden.
Yeah. How did you set about choosing your 8 records for the island? Have you chosen the music from personal nostalgia or the emotional appeal the music has or what?
I don't think so. I think I chose them for what I consider to be summits of musical interpretation.
Mm-hmm. What's the first one you've chosen?
Let's start with Schubert's 9th symphony, conducted by Wilhelm Furtwängler.
Why do you choose that?
It's a record that I have always cherished, and I consider Mr. Furtwängler to be maybe the greatest musical interpreter of all time.
Yes. You worked with him frequently, didn't you?
Yes, I played many times under him.
Which part of the work would you like to hear?
Let's start with the beginning of the symphony.
The opening of Schubert's 9th symphony in C major, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Wilhelm Furtwängler. What's your second choice, Mr. Arrau?
It will be one of the songs from Ravel's Scheherazade, sung by Jenny Turrell.
Once again, why do you choose this?
In the first place, I think it's one of Ravel's greatest works, and it is beautifully sung in a way that one always dreams of and wishes for.
Which part of the work?
Let's have the second song, La Flûte Enchantée.
La Flûte Enchantée from Ravel's Scheherazade, sung by Jenny Turrell. Mr. Arrau, where were you born?
I was born in a small town in the south of Chile, named Chillan, C-H-I-L-L-A-N.
Were either of your parents musicians?
My mother was a very good amateur pianist, but she never gave any concerts.
Mm-hmm. You showed your musical talent at a very early age, didn't you?
At the age of 4, I felt a tremendous urge to approach the piano, and I even taught myself to read music before I could read words.
How old were you when you gave your first public performance?
I was 5 years of age.
Where was that?
In the town I was born in.
Yes. You caused rather a sensation, I believe.
Well, yes, rather for the short age than for what I actually achieved.
Where did you study?
I studied a little in the capital of my country, in Santiago, before going to Germany to study.
Yes. Who sent you to Germany? Your parents?
No, the Chilean government gave me a 10-year scholarship to study music in Germany.
Splendid. It's a very enterprising government. You stayed in Germany some years?
Well, I stayed for 10 years without interruption before going back to my country.
Yes. You had by then already achieved considerable distinction as an adult pianist or young adult pianist.
Well, I had toured most of Europe and played at many of the courts of kings and queens.
You hadn't yet played in Britain?
No, I hadn't. I came to Britain after the First World War.
Mm. And you've been here very many times since?
Yes, fortunately.
Good. Let's have another record. What's number 3?
Number 3 will be a piece from Goyescas by Granados, the Spanish composer. played by Miss Alicia de la Rocha, whom I consider a wonderful, sensitive, and extremely musical pianist from Spain.
And which section from Vallescas?
Let's play the first piece called Los Requiebros.
And what does that mean?
It means something like flirtations. It's a word that's very difficult to translate into English. It means things, beautiful, poetical things that lovers say to each other.
Perhaps sweet nothings?
Yes, it would come quite close to the real meaning.
Los Requiebros from Goyescas by Granados, played by Alicia de la Rocha. Where is your home now, Mr. Arau?
I live in Long Island, near New York, on the north shore of Long Island.
Yes. You did go back to live in Germany for a number of years, in Berlin.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I lived until the beginning of the Nazi time in Berlin.
You spend most of the year traveling. I know. How much time do you get at home each year?
Well, never more than 2 weeks in the summer and 2 weeks at Christmas time.
Well, that's not very much. Does your wife travel with you?
Most of the time.
Is she with you on this trip?
Unfortunately not, because we have a new baby, and
it
ties her up.
Have you ever worked out how many concerts you've given a year?
Yes, I've had about an average of 120 concerts a year for the last 15 years.
What's the ratio between recitals and orchestral appearances?
I would say roughly about two-thirds of the concerts are recitals and one-third orchestral appearances.
You've played in a good many countries. Are there any countries you've not played in that you particularly want to visit?
Yes, I haven't played in Japan, I haven't played in China, which is a pity because I have always been very much interested in the Orient and have done some studying in that field. I have read a lot about Oriental art and Oriental history.
Mm. Do you often go back to play in Chile?
Every second or third year.
I believe they've named a street after you in Santiago.
Yes, they named the second street only last year.
Two streets now?
Yes, and this time it's an avenue.
Well, that's wonderful. Where are you off to when you leave Britain this time?
I'm going to France first, and then I'm going to play the Prague Festival in Czechoslovakia and the Zurich Festival in Switzerland, before going back to play at the Pablo Casals Festival, which is going to be held in Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
where I'm going to have the honor of playing chamber music with the master himself.
Well, that'll be exciting. Now, if it wasn't for that only 4 weeks in the year at home, I'd envy you your life of travels very much indeed. Let's have record number four.
This time it's going to be Saint-Saëns' second piano concerto in G minor, played by Emil Gilels, a friend of mine. I consider it to be one of the greatest piano recordings ever made.
And which part of the concerto?
Let's hear the second movement.
The opening of the second movement of the Saint-Saëns' second piano concerto, Emil Gilels with the French Conservatoire Orchestra. Mr. Arau, you have the reputation of having a phenomenal musical memory. Would you say that's true?
Well, I memorize very easily and retain things for a long time.
Mm. You play comparatively little modern music.
Unfortunately so. It is a question of time, being as busy as I am. The memorizing of modern music, it takes much more time than the memorizing of classical or romantic
yes.
music.
Do you enjoy light music? Do you ever, for your own amusement, play jazz?
Unfortunately not, but I enjoy very much listening to jazz.
Have you any musical ambition as yet unfulfilled?
Yes, I would like to play much more modern music than I have done up to now.
Mm. Let's have record number five.
Well, record number five will be Erwartung, a one-act opera by Schoenberg, conducted by Mitropoulos and sung by Dorothy Dow.
Why do you choose this?
Well, it is a work that I have always liked very much, and which I consider very important for the development of modern music. Although it was composed in 1909 and is a sort of a transitional work with its roots in late Romanticism, but already showing the way into the future.
The opening of Schoenberg's Erwartung, Dorothy Dow, with the Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra of New York, conducted by Dmitri Mitropoulos. What next?
The next thing we are going to hear will be what I think is one of the greatest examples of how a lied should be interpreted. The Junge Nonne by Schubert, sung by Elisabeth Schwarzkopf and accompanied by Edwin Fischer.
Schubert's Die Junge Nonne, sung by Elisabeth Schwarzkopf with Edwin Fischer at the piano. Only part of it, I'm afraid. Well, Mr. Arau, how do you think you'd be able to look after yourself on a desert island?
I'm afraid I would be lost. I would starve and would absolutely not know what to do.
Well, that's a very pessimistic outlook. Any experience of camping out?
Well, in my early youth, a little in Germany.
Yes. We find pianists usually rather poor castaway material because, being afraid of hurting their hands, they don't go in for building things. I suppose you've never built anything.
I have never built anything, but I'm not afraid of hurting my hands at all.
You're not?
I'm not fussy about my hands at all.
Mm. Do you fish?
No, I don't. I wouldn't like to kill an animal.
Is good food an important thing in your life? Would you call yourself a gourmet?
Oh, very much so. I love the different kinds of foods of all the different countries I visit.
Yes. You're going to get some very different kinds of food on this island, by the sound of it. I think we better come and rescue you quickly.
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to pick fruits from the trees or nuts or something like that.
Mm. What's your next record?
My next record will be Schubert, one of the posthumous sonatas, sonata in A major, played by Arthur Schnabel, whom I have worshipped deeply all my life.
Part of the fourth movement of Schubert's Sonata in A Major, played by Arthur Schnabel. Your third Schubert record, Mr. Arau.
Yes, I'm particularly fond of Schubert.
Well, now we come to your last one. You haven't chosen any of your own records yet. Are you going to?
Oh, no. I never listen to my own records after I okay them.
Why is
for
that?
Release.
Because you're never satisfied?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. It's a question of evolution. Any artist who is alive develops all the time, and what he thought was good a week ago is bad a week later.
Yeah. What's your last one going to be?
It will be the third movement of the one of Beethoven's late quartets, Opus 132, the Heilige Dankgesang, in a very pure, highly musical interpretation by the Köckert Quartet. It's one of the loftiest musical conceptions ever written.
The opening of the third movement, the Heilige Dankgesang, from Beethoven's String Quartet No. 15 in A minor, played by the Köckert Quartet. Well, there are your eight, Mr. Arau. If you could only have one, which would it be?
It would be rather difficult, but I would choose Furtwängler's interpretation of Schubert's Ninth Symphony.
The first one you chose. And every castaway is allowed to take one luxury.
I imagine it would be a work of art.
If you wish.
Maybe I would take one early Chinese statuette of the Wei era, or maybe Tang.
Yes. What date would that be?
Wei would be 4th century A.D. and Tang would be 7th.
Have you any particular one in mind?
Yes. I have a Wei lady in mind, a court lady, which is particularly beautiful and belongs to my own collection.
Mm. And you may have one book.
I would take a volume of Goethe's works,
The complete works.
The complete works.
Well, thank you, Claudio Arrau, for letting us hear your choice of Desert Island Disc.
Thank you, Mr. Plumley, and hasta luego.
Goodbye, everyone.